Among the participants at the 13th Ordinary Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the New Evangelization are various experts who assist the bishops in their deliberations. One of them is Sister Jill Goulding, a professor of theology at Regis College, University of Toronto. She spoke to Charles Collins about the new evangelization.
It's an extraordinary opportunity. I feel very honoured, very humbled, very thrilled to be here. And to have a sense of just listening across the wealth of interventions gives you a real sense of the Universal Church in a way that I didn't have previously. I had more of a theoretical sense of that for my own congregation, since it's an international congregation. Yes, I do have a sense of internationality, but here you do have a far broader sense of the reality of the church on the ground in every continent and across so many different countries. And that is very, in its own way, it's very inspiring, because the issues that people raise may be different, some are in common, but there is a sense in which everyone is hearing, and therefore the recommendations that will come from this, that go to the Holy Father, and the Holy Father is there at many of the sessions, are clearly a sense of a well reflected upon by the group. And there's a sense in which you do feel that you have heard both the joys and the sorrows, as Vatican II Gaudium et Spes used to say, of the situations in different parts of the world. And I think that that in itself is just an extraordinary experience, and it's something that's really irreplaceable in any other scenario.
Personally, how would you tackle this issue of the new evangelization as a theologian, first of all, but also as a woman religious, as a professor? What kinds of things do you think need to be addressed when talking about new evangelization?
That's a very good question. And in a sense, it's a question that we've been asking ourselves, in my congregation anyway, since this was first announced. It seems to me that inevitably we must go back to the figure of Christ, that encounter with Christ. Therefore, the new evangelization always begins with me, with you. It's not about just how can we do new plans, new programs, new strategies for those over there, or indeed for those outside the church. But it's a sense of recalling ourselves to that basic relationship that we have with the Lord. You know, what caused us, or for me, what caused me to really have a sense of a deepening of my own faith? What drew me into religious life? What is that bond of love and faith and hope that gives me the enthusiasm and the energy to do what I do? And it seems to me it's back again to that call from Vatican II, the universal call to holiness. You know, and it's not a universal call to holiness because I need to follow X number of rules, but it's a call to respond in love to the Lord who loves. And that in its essence is what lies at the heart of the new evangelization. And how then, from that encounter that we have as individuals and as in a wider sense as church, how do we then have a sense of going forth into our ordinary work situation or within our families and the wider family to express that? So that is actually the dynamic behind everything that we do, and that the way in which we want to share that then within the church, but also to those outside the church and across our denominations. What is the Christian witness in a wider sense? We have had a number of interventions from people from different parts of the world, and a very inspiring one from Archbishop Rowan Williams last week, focusing, as the text went out to everybody and across the news services too, focusing in the area of contemplation. And in a sense, for the Archbishop, it seems to me that he comes to the end of his primacy in a way in which he began it, because he began talking around the whole area of prayer. And he concludes that with his address at the Synod, again focusing us back to that same sense of how do we contemplate the face of Christ. And that was what Blessed John Paul II's call to us was in Novo Millennio Innuente. You know, how do we actually have a sense that that's where our gaze is fixed, that's where we find our life, and that's the life we want to share with others. Now, in many ways, that's also to the dynamic behind my own teaching. At Regis College, we, in our mission statement, we talk about the integration of theology and spirituality. So there's a sense in which it's not just intellectual accumulation of knowledge. My students, most of whom are doctoral students, yes, they're wanting to move ahead, they're wanting to get jobs in the academy and such. But there's also a sense in which what they're doing has to fuel their own faith, has to resonate within their own heart, and in a sense has to continue to renew their own disposition vis-a-vis their own ecclesial involvement. So it's the new evangelization, in a sense, brings us back to, again, living our faith most radically.
And finally, the new evangelization is part of the renewal of the church. There's long been talk about a renewal of religious life in general in the church, that there's a crisis in religious life. What role is the new evangelization playing within religious life, both as renewing religious life, but also what role do religious have to play in the new evangelization?
That's a good question. I think the role religious have to play is probably very much the role that they have always played. And that is that prophetic witness. It's the witness of the vows, and it's of poverty, chastity, and obedience. It's the witness of a willingness to go where one is sent, to embrace a mission that one is given, even though it's something that you would not necessarily have ever thought of. I mean, when I was sent to Canada from the UK, it was a long way to go, and it was a different culture, speaking much the same language, but still differences. But it's that sense of the riskiness of our faith. In terms of how we can continue to contribute to the new evangelization, I think it's again very much in that area. It's continuing our educational work, our spiritual ministries, our readiness to be within my own congregation, our readiness to be at the service of the church, and particularly of the Holy Father in terms of the missions that he desires that we undertake. I think in terms of how the new evangelization affects religious life, like all of us within the church, from the Holy Father to the newest born, we're all called to take our part within the new evangelization. So we're all called to a deeper reappropriation of our faith. I have to say, I think that the Holy Father's reflections, both at the very beginning of the Synod and indeed in the opening Mass, and then the Mass commemorating the 50 years of Vatican II and such, have been very inspirational in calling us back to that basic encounter with Christ with which I began our conversation here. And it seems to me that as religious, we too are called back into that, that all our activity, for those of us who are in the active orders, and all our prayer for those of us in the active orders as well as the contemplatives, and the contemplatives are vital for us all, we stand on their foundation, that we're all drawn to see that we can make a difference. As something I often say to my lay students, particularly when they say, well, what can I do as regards the church, you know, these kind of difficulties that there are and such, and I say, each one of us, by living well our own particular vocation, can contribute to the health of the church. It's a little like the sacrament of reconciliation. When I go to confession, it's not just I that am brought to a healthier state, but I contribute to the life of the church. Now, I think if people had more of a sense of that, there'd be again a deeper understanding of the reality of that sacrament, and perhaps a more of a return of people to that. But the whole way in which we can live does actually give us, does help to build the church, and that actually empowers people, because they say, then I can do something. You know, it's not just about, oh, well, this was wrong over there or this was wrong over there. But it's about, I can actually live, in my living, I am building up the body of Christ. And that is an enormous gift for people to understand. And that, I think, again, is central to the new evangelization.